B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go is right. Let's get right to the business today and see what came in on a celebratory day on the Bring the Heat line.
Hey, okay, guy. You bum. We got Bryce. Let's go. Invasion to D.C. Let's go. Okay.
That guy's first inclination was to give it to the okay guy because the okay guy was the defeatist, like I was yesterday, saying, we're not getting him, okay? He doesn't want to be here. And that guy's first inclination upon hearing
right.
was to come after the okay guy. I can appreciate that.
So I woke up, and it's Friday, and it's snowing. But guess what? We got Bryce Harper. Let's go!
Can we send these messages out to Bryce before he boards the Middleton jet down the Clearwater?
That's great.
Do we have any timetable on when Bryce will join the Phillies down in Clearwater for spring training, Andrew?
I haven't seen anything, but apparently the private jet picked him up yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
So it means he's got to be down there now. I haven't seen anything about a press conference. I know they have a game on Tuesday, so if he is playing right away.
Monday's the day.
So Monday's press conference, day, yeah. Tuesday game.
Yeah, Monday's perfect
That would be
day.
My prediction.
Wow. Does he wear number 34?
He's not retired yet.
Well, because, you know, Doc wore it. I have a feeling like Brandy Halliday will come out and say it'd be an honor and Doc would love it if Bryce Harper wore the number 34.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Therefore, green lighting it.
Harper, Barkley. Good number.
Great number.
Let's go! Bryce, baby! T. Simmons, Ernst, Wentz, Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid.
Gabe was like probably like vanilla ice yesterday. Bryce, baby. You know, going nuts. Bryce, baby.
Listen.
Bryce, baby. Ooh, my.
Listen, we start the season. He gets the benefit of the doubt. He bleeps this thing up. I'm calling for his head. All right?
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
We give him the benefit of the doubt. Are we all on board here?
I'm good.
But he starts to bleep this up because he wants to tinker and he wants to reinvent the game. The fan base has to get crazy on him.
Yeah.
He can't overmanage with this team.
No, send it out there.
That's my biggest fear with him now.
It's a big one.
We're going to joke around about, you know, gay pride and all this other stuff. Don't mess it up.
This is a situation that... And a lot of good managers know this. Get out of the way.
And I worry about him in a way.
He wants to meddle?
He's a meddler.
Yeah.
He's a tinkerer, I used to call him.
I've always been a tinkerer. That's why I like my players to throw really hard and get a good sweat.
All right. I'm going to go back and mute on Gabe.
Yeah.
Well, too bad. He checked in quite often last night.
Yes. Hello. Right. Oh. It's Gabe. I just wanted to know what your favorite flavor of ice cream was. I'll make sure to have a couple scoops waiting for you.
And a
I'm
spittoon.
Looking forward to getting you nice and sweaty out on the field.
Oh.
Oh, bye.
Oh, this is perfect song.
It's Gabe's anthem.
Oh, do you believe in love, Anthony? Oh, bye. Oh, I do share. We rocked this in the dugout when I was with the Dodgers. We would dodge lots of things in that dugout. You should have seen the clubhouse, Anthony. Cher was some sort of a legend in my heyday. Ooh, did you ever see Mask? I wear a mask.
Oh, man. I can't. Just don't.
That guy that does the impression gets the laugh. It's like a weird, creepy laugh.
You know what he is? He's Buffalo Bill.
Ooh. Put the lotion in the basket. Hey, Bryce, what kind of lotion do you prefer? Jergens?
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
That's my dog. Don't hurt my precious.
Oh, my God, please.
Please don't hurt my precious.
What's the problem, officer?
Is she a great big fat person?
Is she a great big fat person?
What's the next?
Anthony, Jason, I loved both of you for a long time, and I just have a couple words for you. Kind of drunk to be able to count right now, but at the end of the day, Bryce Harper is a Philadelphia Philly. Say that with me. Bryce Harper is a Philadelphia Philly.
Yes, he is for a long
time. That's right, brother. That's right.
That's the great thing, too. It's like he's like now a lifetime Philly. Going to be here. He's getting a 13-year deal.
I'm a little drunk. We'll just say that. Bryce Harper is a Philadelphia Philly.
I may be a little, you know.
Well, bots.
I bought tickets 7 rows behind the Phillies dugout for opening day in November for a Christmas present. And I was so doubtful that I wouldn't get to see a big-name free agent make their home debut. And now Bryce Harper is here. Let's go, Billy.
Let's go. Goodbye. Good way to go.
Denny tweets in.
Good purchase.
We got to get the Middleton jet back off the ground tomorrow. And I'll tell you why. And Denny brings it up.
Why?
Because what are the chances that Bryce baby will be in Philly tomorrow night, Anthony, to man the mallet and ring the bell?
Sixers
Warriors.
Oh, my God. Yes.
He's got to, right?
Sitting courtside with
Carson. Oh, my God. He's got to.
Because I can't.
He's got to do it. He's got to do it.
Right? And then Denny goes, please don't stop with the Gabe voice. You have me driving down Broad Street right now crying.
No, it's great. You will do it all the time.
Oh, my goodness, though. If Bryce Harper rings that bell tomorrow night before the Sixers take on the war, like, all the stars are going to be out tomorrow night. It's an 8 o'clock game. Is it an 8 o'clock game tomorrow night?
8:30
tomorrow night. So it's the big national Saturday night game. All the M. Night Shyamalan will be on the sideline, and hopefully Carson and Alshon. Mike Trout. Now, he's in spring training. But still. All the stars will be out.
Of course, they'll be there.
And Bryce comes out to ring the bell.
That would be outrageous.
In a number 34 Philly sweater.
Wow.
That could be
the loudest cheer for the bell ringing. I mean, you got Iverson.
Well, Foles was big.
Doug and Foles.
Yeah.
But Harper could be up there.
Oh, that'd be special. Now the Sixers go out and they beat the Warriors and sweep the season series with Golden State. That'd be great, too.
I put $1,000 on the 76ers outright. It's the end of the third. Come on, boys. Let's go. Ooh. Bryce Harper's my lucky charm, baby. Woo!
Yes! Yeah. Outright!
Yeah, that's right.
Outright tonight.
We didn't even know while we were still in the air that PG was going to be out. And we were calling the outright yesterday, both of us.
Yeah, no, we did know that PG was out. Well, that's when we changed.
I went outright prior to that.
You did?
Yeah. I was just being a homer, though. I had the Flyers outright, and I had the Sixers outright.
He did. I'll give it to Jason. He did.
Out.
I said you were right.
Yeah. After PG was ruled out,
they were live.
I thought that they were.
Because you knew Russell Westbrook would take 50 shots.
Exactly. Like, and by the way, it would also free up Jimmy.
Yeah.
And they all play well. Ben was terrific. Tobias was awesome. So it allowed, you know, listen, you're missing, he was averaging 40 points over the last 10 games.
Yeah. He's been
took
unreal.
That out of the lineup.
Well, what did Tobias end up with, 32 last night?
Yes, 32. Yeah. Jimmy had 20 and Ben's ninth triple-double of the year.
Yeah, and Ben was a floor general last night. He was tremendous.
I'll tell you what, man, what a day in sports on this Thursday, man. Jason Witten is back out of retirement playing football again. That means I got my job back at Monday Night Football. But even bigger news, Gargano, Mercedes, Bryce Harper, baby, let's go, boys. Crack open a couple beers. It's Friday. Start happy hour early, boys. Let's go.
This is unbelievable.
I like it. I'll tell you what, man. yeah, the
that's terrific.
Opening. Can we get Mike Tirico back, man? Yeah, I'd like to get Tirico back in the Monday night booth, too.
I saw him yesterday. I saw Gruden yesterday from the combine.
Yeah.
He had the long hair. Got like hair was like kind of longer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a wackadoo.
Yeah.
He's taking like the cartoon persona. Yeah, yeah. Which I kind of like, but like I wonder what the players feel about it. You know, because he's so intense all the time. I'll tell you what, man. You got to eat a sandwich. You know, like everything like they do, you can imagine him saying.
Eat a sandwich.
I'd love to hear a conversation between him and Gabe. Those that'd be outrageous, wouldn't it?
Hey, real quick.
I'll tell you what, man. You got a nice tan.
This is coming in recently. The press conference will be tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Wow. Yes, wow. He's down in Clearwater. He's going to be doing his physical tonight. And, which was reported a while
bar
ago.
After dinner tonight?
He's not going to ring the bell.
No. Unless the press conference is early.
Let's get the Ruben jet down there or the Michael Ruben jet to go down and pick him up. That's like a what? What kind of jet is that? G5?
Six.
So you got the, you got six?
Or you got the Harris copter.
Hello?
The copter's not fast enough to get him there and back. That's for a New York back and forth. But you go the G6. How many Gs does that pull? That's a legit jet? All right. Get him there and back in, 90 minutes. Come in, ring the bell, get back down to spring training.
It could work.
Yeah.
This is Jason Witten's toupee. I've got a quandary. I can't decide if I'm going to be active on game day. Do I stay on Jason's head or do I not? And let the whole world know that he indeed did wear me doing Monday Night Football all year.
Well, it's obvious.
What to do?
It's obvious he wears a carpet. I mean, that thing, I have the ability, Anthony, to spot a rug from miles away. And that thing on Witten's head, one time had its own heartbeat. That is a legit rug.
Sometimes you can make me laugh.
That thing was, it's bad. It's a bad rug. But we'll see if he's able to staple gun that thing to his head underneath the helmet again.
The fastest private jet is a Cessna Citation X Plus.
You got to get one of those then. Bryce should get one of those. He's got the means.
It can travel 430,000 miles an hour.
430,000? No. That's a half. 4,000 miles an hour.
No.
430,000 miles an hour.
Look at it. About 430,000, but per, yeah. Look at it. Right, read it.
Let me see. Not buying it.
I'm not buying it either. It's
what is this thing, a rocket?
Hello.
But look at it.
It says it can... record holders. Why can't I find... 4,603 miles an hour. Not 460,000. 4,603 miles an hour.
4603.
Yeah. 4603.1 is 4,603 miles
an
hour.
Wait a second.
What?
It's like that's like a fighter jet.
It is. Oh, there it is. 4603.
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I saying? No, but what is this other?
It's a half a billion miles. Half a million miles an hour.
Expected. Oh, my God. Wow, that's amazing because this Parker Solar Probe travels 430,000 miles an hour. And this Cessna has the same build to it.
Yeah. Well, basically, you could get from here to California, the 3,000 miles, in about 45 minutes. Yeah, right? There's Ohio, as you're going over. Now, here's Colorado, 3 minutes later. It's crazy.
Holy moly.
Yeah, that's how you...
That's nuts.
Yeah, that's how you fly.
So this Parker Solar, it could fly from New York to Tokyo in under a minute.
Whoa.
No, that's the Parker Solar Probe. It's the fastest spaceship.
Oh, it's a spaceship. All right,
yeah, no, that's what I said. The spaceship probe.
Okay. Oh. What's next?
I thought you were going that route.
No, I'm not going to put him on a space. What, I get a cosmonaut outfit?
Yes.
Well, yeah. We've landed. The Bryce Harper has landed.
Yo, this is Bryce. Leave a message. Oh, my. Bryce, it's Gabe. Really happy to work with you. Maybe when you get to Clearwater, we can have some tapioca ice cream. This is Gabe.
I've always been a bit of a cookies and cream man.
How come this goes so well?
It just seems to fit, Anthony. It was an anthem in my minor league double A dugout in the clubhouse.
You guys are dripping with sweat.
Yeah.
Stop. Ooh. Stop. Let's go back.
Throwing balls as hard as they can throw it.
Let's go back to the spaceship.
We used to rock this on the bus.
Let's go back to the spaceship.
In our minor league
days.
That's
safer ground. High fives.
We watched movies like Mask and Moonstruck.
I think he just physically is presenting beautifully right now.
Remember she was in Moonstruck, right?
No, it's funny.
The only news I know she's in were Mask and Moonstruck. I know she's done a ton. It should be like a version of Gabe singing I Got You, Babe. I think I did that as you one time singing that. I Got You, Bo.
For, what was that about?
I think I did a Cuz karaoke. I was going, I Got You, Bo. Instead of I Got You, Babe.
You should do for him singing to Bryce.
Yeah. I got you, babe.
I got you, Bryce.
I got you, Bryce. Ooh. Oh, God. All right. That's the Bring the Heat line, which got a little weird today. That's all good. It's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Let's go to the phones. Oh, by the way, at 1:30, we're going to replay some of your conversation with Chuck last night, with Charlie Manuel, which you had him on last night on Cousins Corner last night, live from Parks.
Yeah, the Thursday night conversation.
Yeah.
Which is like an elongated interview, and yep. We actually have a conversation. Chuck was there, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we'll hear that coming up at 1:30, but stay tuned for that. But let's go out to the turnpike and check in with Max on the Fanatic. How you doing, Max?
Going on, good. I'm doing good. Big fan of the show. I spoke to Anthony yesterday, briefly. I'm still excited. I think you're right, Jason. Gets better every minute, because today I'm more excited than yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to get to a game. And it's funny, because the last several weeks I've been talking about what's wrong with baseball. And I was thinking something was wrong. But now I'm thinking... Bryce Harper not being on the Phillies is what was wrong with baseball. Because now, I don't need to fix anything.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of things that you worried about before you don't worry about today. And I brought this up earlier, Max, that this team plays like an old-school baseball team. At least that's what we think, that they're going to hit it around.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of hits. I think it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be electric. I can't wait to go. I'm definitely going to be there this summer. I haven't been to a game in years, but I'm going to be back there this year.
You're going to go nuts. You're going to love it, Maxie.
I know. We got season tickets. My family got season tickets to the Sixers. So I can't get season tickets to the Phillies, but I'll be there.
It's great, man.
Games.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
My dad used to take us all to the Phillies games, go to the fans. I just can't. I'm looking forward to going back. And it's going to be a great time.
Good for you, man. I know. I talked to you last night. It was nice.
Right, you're a good fan, brother.
Good fan.
I'm a big Phillies fan. I got one request. If you do the 4-for-4 ceremony, I need you to honorably mention or honorable guest Jay Wright and Villanova because they started off the championship winning. And I'm a die.
Yeah, it's a good point, Max.
Yes.
And they won 2 in 3 years. To do that from the little school that could is incredible. And yeah, Jay's one of those guys. Jay's one of the legends right now.
I love Jay. Yeah.
Yeah. We had him on the show last week. He was great.
He's the best.
Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Chuck. What's up, Chuck?
What's going on, everybody?
What's up, Chuck?
Well, I'm not going to talk Phillies because I'm not a Phillies fan. So what I am going to say is, this Bryce Payne.
It really bothers you, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? I call myself Philadelphia love. Everybody around here that knows me knows I love Philadelphia. I can't help that I was raised a Braves fan. But when they announced that Bryce Harper signed with the Phillies, I got goosebumps. So, it's exciting to me. I love listening to
you guys. Well, they just relinquished the Braves.
I can't.
Well, you can't root for two teams in the same division.
Well, I'm going to root for my Braves, but I like hearing good things about the Phillies. Hey, look at the National League East. Look how strong we are. The Braves have upcoming great stars. Look what the Phillies just did. Could this be the division to beat?
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, Chuck? You can't root for, the division. You got to root for one team. They can't be the same division. So
okay, that's why I wasn't.
I'll give you a chance to be the Phillies, to be a Phillies fan, and go 4-for-4. But you got to relinquish the Braves. We're like, we hate the Braves. Like, you can't root for the team.
You got to renounce them, man. You like Michael Corleone renounce Satan.
All right, fine. I'll become a straight up 4-for-4 fan. I'll relinquish my Braves.
Yeah, that doesn't sound convincing enough to me, Chuck. It's just like, okay, fine. Now you got to come in heavy or not come at all.
We'll give him a chance next week.
Yeah, ponder it, Chuck. Really make this is a big decision for you. If you're going to renounce the Braves, then you got to
renounce Satan.
You got to mean it, right? Got to go the holy water on the head. We use the urinal water at the old vet urinal water.
You're gonna pat Chuck down with a with a urinal cake.
Scott Roberts tweets it. He goes, I could see Gabe singing "I'm Too Sexy." I do my little turd in the dugout.
In the dugout.
Everybody's suggesting songs. Jamal goes, Gabe's song is "I Wear My Sunglasses at Night."
Yeah.
Oh man,
it's great stuff. but why does he doesn't understand? Chuck doesn't get the concept of two teams in the same division.
Yeah, you can't splinter.
You can't. First of all, you can't root for multiple teams. This multiple team stuff, that's when you're six.
Well, you can have, I will say this, you can have a team that you like from the other conference, only if they're in the other conference. Like growing up, like there's certain teams you go, like, okay, I like their uniform or whatever, and when they're playing the other conference.
Like, you know.
Not a fan, but you can
can't
like them.
You can't be a fan. Okay. You can't be a fan.
Like, I liked the Titans for a period of time.
The Titans?
Yeah, because I liked the uniform, and I had a Titans hat.
What do you like about the Titans uniform?
Oh, I liked McNair, and I liked Eddie George, local product, even though he went to OSU.
It's an ugly franchise, Titans.
Well, you know, I appreciated them. I was one of I liked Vancouver. I liked the Canucks. You know what I mean?
You get one team. You root for the one team. That's it.
Yeah, but I appreciated one other team.
You don't really appreciate that's. I don't like it. I don't like that. You appreciate Russia?
No, because that's more. They're the Cowboys. Russia.
Well, you're in the United States. What do you appreciate?
No. Well, I appreciate Switzerland. I've always been a fan of Switzerland. What do you got against Switzerland? What have they ever done?
I hate the Swiss.
Yeah. What about Swiss cheese? I've been called that before.
How about Nat? Nat was great yesterday.
You broke it.
That was crazy.
I was frantically trying to text Mike and Tyrone.
That was crazy. That was a crazy moment. Well, Ty actually, he was the one who saw the tweet first, and he was like, Heyman, Nat, tweet. He couldn't even get the words out. He couldn't even get the words out because we were both just refreshing our phones all show, and then it there it was. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I was in shock.
It was incredible.
And so
it?
Excited, yeah.
Yeah, it was outrageous.
Yeah, that was really cool.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
It was weird because all the reporters were kind of silent for a period of time. Like, there was a calm before the explosion. It was wild.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Mikey Miss coming up at 2 o'clock. But I got to tell you about
it. Did you give Mikey's primo in that?
I did.
He came back here. He was looking for the primo.
I hid it at my desk for him.
And he's looking around. It gives me the shoulders. Like, what happened to my primo?
Oh, you got him taken care of.
I got you guys all taken care of.
I know. Thank you. I said, is there a more Philly text than Anthony Gargano texting you and asking you if you want a Primo's hoagie?
Your Primo Depresso.
Well, we had to celebrate today.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Celebratory hoagie. Yeah. I got to tell you about my friends at Natural Lawn, because when the kids are running around in the yard, you and everybody, you want to make sure that what you put on your lawn is safe. And that usually comes at the expense of what? Keeping it green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America, they solve the problem because they use safer organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn, and I don't have to be worried about my kids running around in it. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn, they've been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. And for as many years as I can remember, Mikey Miss has been telling me, dude, you got to use them. Whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. And for a limited time, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. So call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds and tell them Jason sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. Again, the number, 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, Gabe, here you go. Here's a couple things for you. Notable Phillies free agent signees and their ages. Pete Rose was 38.
Yeah, he was up there.
I didn't realize he was that old. Lance Us-a-Pennant Parrish, 31.
Really?
Greg Jeffries, 27. David Go-to-Hell Bell, 30. Jim Thome, 32. Raul.
Oh, he was up there. He was like 37, 38.
37.
He? Yeah.
He had a couple good years, though, Raul.
Yeah, he did. Some big hits, too.
Raul. Cliff Lee, 32. Papelbon, 31.
Yeah.
Arrieta, 32. McCutcheon, 32. This will be the second time the Phillies have two former MVPs. Can you name the last time?
Wait, say it again?
This will be the second time the Phillies will have two former MVPs, Bryce and McCutcheon. All right, when's the last time they had two former MVPs?
Well, one of them had to be, is it with Jimmy Rollins and Ryan Howard?
Incorrect.
Mike Schmidt?
Incorrect.
And Pete Rose?
But again, these are they won the award for other teams.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Joe Morgan?
Yes.
Joe Morgan's got to be
one. That's one, so it's got to be that era.
Okay, come on. You get the more difficult one. You got the more difficult one.
Did I? All right.
Yeah.
Good for me.
Well, the other one is in...
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose, oh. Yeah. I just mentioned Rose, yeah.
Pete Rose and Joe Morgan, the last time the Phillies had two MVPs.
Big red machine.
From other teams. All right, here you go. Harper's 2015 MVP season, including league best in runs scored, 118. Homers, 42. On base, 460.
Wow.
Ah, slugging, 649. OPS, 1.109.
But he's not worth the money.
No. Wow.
According to some
people. He also established a career high by hitting .330 at the end of the year. He got into a fight with Papelbon.
You want to dugout steps?
Barking at Harper for not running out of fly ball. The Nationals were eliminated from playoff contention the day before.
Mm.
Harper last year became the 22nd player to record 100 ribbies, 100 runs scored, and 125 walks. All right, give me the two Phillies that have performed that. 100 ribbies, 100 runs scored, 125 walks in a season.
One of them is definitely Ryan Howard.
Incorrect.
Really?
Schmidt?
Correct. One more. Who's the other guy?
What's the home run total?
Ribbies and runs?
It's 100 ribbies, 100 runs, 125 walks.
Jimmy Rollins?
Nope.
What era?
Come on, man. It's your era. All of our era.
Victorino.
Chase. A little bit before that.
A little before that.
Come on. Go on, Andrew. Your wheelhouse. Your wheelhouse.
Ribbies, runs, and walks?
100, 125.
Hmm. It's got to be a household.
Bobby Abreu.
Oh,
Abreu.
Bobby,
wow.
Abreu. He was a stat filler.
Bobby Abreu.
Bobby Abreu. All right, let's get to your conversation. We're a little late now, Andrew. What do we do here? We're running the final segment?
Yeah, why don't you close
supposed
it?
Supposed to run Chuck.
Well, she won't.
You know, sidetracked
early,
here.
And then
yeah, we'll
can,
do that.
We all can right. do that.
So let's take a quick call then. Let's go to Anthony in Westchester on the Fanatic. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on?
How you doing?
I just wanted to say that right now I'm probably more excited about the Phillies than I was when we got, you know, Oswalt and Cliff Lee back, because by then we were like, you know, spoiled. We were a good team every year, and we've had some serious lean years.
Yeah, well, look, at that time, they had already won a World Series when you got Roy Oswalt and Cliff Lee came back, you're right, to join Hamels and Halliday at the time. But you're right, that was a team that was had already accomplished the ultimate accomplishment. This yeah. is a team that's, you know, hasn't made the playoffs in years.
Yeah, and when you think about what's happened since, like, we've had guys absolutely scrubbed, you know, Lance Nix, Ty Wigginton, Cody Ashton.
Oh, Ty Wigginton.
Oh, there's a ton of them, you're right. Yeah.
Lance Nix. I hate the way they spell Lance with a Y.
Yeah.
Lance.
There was a time when, you know, the best home run hitters on the team were Eric Kratz and Carlos Ruiz.
You're right.
Kratzer. Especially because I'm a young fan, so I was not used to the Phillies being so terrible, you know?
Yeah, no, you thought that they were going to be good all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I remember when the sellout streak ended, I was in, like, sixth grade, and I was thinking, I'll get it right back. And that was it.
Yeah, now you're in college, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Enjoy, my brother.
Yeah, enjoy it, Ant. Thanks for the call. Let's take a break. Come back. We'll come back with your conversation with Charlie Manuel right after this on the Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about the Union. Union back. 5 for 5, baby. Union, Philadelphia Soccer is back. Tomorrow, home opener. Talent, energy, Stadium Boys in Blue look to start strong in their 10th anniversary season against Toronto FC in front of a packed home crowd. The Union, coming off their best season ever after an MLS Cup playoff run in the fall, setting records for both wins and points of the season. International World Cup Mexican superstar Marco Fabian will make his home debut. Can't wait to see him in action. Union also welcome the return of young rising stars from right here in Philadelphia. Austin Trusty, Mark McKenzie, plus veteran leaders Alejandro Bedoya, Jamaican goalkeeping sensation Andre Blake. Expect some big things from this tough, hungry squad. That's right. Town Energy Stadium is going to be a rockin'. Join us down there for opening day Saturday, tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Philly Soccer's back. Grab tickets for the opener while it's still available online, philadelphiaunion.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, this comes from last night in our conversation, Thursday night conversation. It was with Charlie Manuel. I want you to take a listen. Charlie Manuel, Skip joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. What do you say, Charles?
Hey, Anthony, what's happening, man?
We got baseball. Well, we have we almost, it's, we'll put it like this. We're close to having baseball back in this town, Skip. It's going to be great.
I hear you. I want to tell you something. I'm just excited as you are, maybe even more. How about that?
No. So I'm dying for you to break down Bryce Harper as a player. What kind of hitter is he? You know, you have always had a knack to break down guys and to see what kind of hitter they are. Can you break him down for us?
Yes, he's a. First of all, he's big. He's tall. He's strong. He's got a good body. He runs good. He runs average or above. He's got a strong arm. He's a good defensive player in right field. He's not as fast probably in the covering ground in center as he is in right or left field, but he's a strong right fielder. And he's a young superstar player. He's been a star ever since he come into the league. And he hasn't reached his potential. He's going to get much better, and he's going to hit for a high average. He's going to hit with power, and he's going to score a lot of runs. He's going to knock in a lot of runs. And right now at 26 years old, he's starting to head into the prime of his career, and that's basically why I say that, because so far, you know, like his career has run pretty good for him, but it's going to get better. I like the deal, Anthony, because he goes in the middle of our lineup somewhere wherever you want to hit him. But also, you know, like the acquisitions that we got over the winter, and the players are shortstop Segura, McClutchin, and also JT the catcher.
Yeah.
You know, like we got added three top notch contact hitters with power. And you know, like, and these guys are going to be at the top of our lineup. And the guys last year that was on our team are going to hit, you know, like down toward the middle and the bottom. And that's how, I mean, we definitely improved our offense immensely, a lot, and the consistency of it. We also got a better defense since we moved Hoskins back to first, and also, yeah, you know, like added to our outfield with McClutchin and Harper, and that right there definitely got a better, you know, like a shortstop that can really play the game on both sides of the field as far as hitting and catching the ball. And yeah, I want to tell you something. I'm very excited. Our pitching staff, we got great talent on our pitching staff, bullpen and starters. We got big arms in our starting rotation. And they got to step forward a little bit, and with their experience they got last year, they should, some of them should be definitely come and be better. And actually, Arrieta and Nola at the top, Arrieta definitely looks in really good shape, looks better than he did last year.
Oh, good, and good.
I'm really excited. I'm excited about Harper because I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be a standout player for us in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was funny. I was just saying about in 08, like the magic, the recipe, particularly in this yard. You got a rake in this yard, and you look at this lineup, right? I mean, that was always what you always taught.
Yeah.
You know, you rake, right. you got a good bullpen, and you're ready to go.
Right, exactly. Hey, I'll tell you something. When you get excited, I'll tell you this. He's going to hit. Harper is going to hit sky balls up in the air that's going to come down in the seats in Philly. Now, you know, like, I'm not going to sit here and put a number on how many home runs he's going to hit, but he's got 13 years to hit a whole bunch of them. And, you know, like, hopefully I'm still living and around to see him hit them.
You better be. You better be, man. You're not going anywhere.
But hey, Anthony, I'll tell you something. I am excited about our team. I'm excited about, you know, like, our ownership stepping up, you know, like, and really, really putting a team on the field. And I guarantee our fan interest just jumped up a whole lot. And also, you know, like expectations just definitely jumped up on our players. So that, I mean, and you put a combination like that together. So therefore, you know, like we should be excited with our baseball team for, you know, like for quite a few years, really.
Oh, yeah. The people are so excited. They're already down buying season tickets. They've hit the ballpark already up here in Philly, Skip. Like, they're so excited. And I agree with you. Look, John Middleton said it. He said he was going to spend stupid money. He was going to go out. And actually, I thought the deal, look, it's $330 million, a lot of money, the proposed deal. But, hey, you know what? That's what baseball is today. And I applaud John Middleton for, you know, being a man of his word.
Yeah, I believe, I want to tell you something. I know John Middleton spent a lot of money like you just got through saying, but I think the investment that he made is going to pay off for financially and also for the excitement and the great baseball that's going to be played in the next few years.
I can hear it in your voice how excited you are to have this club back.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it, Anthony. And I tell you one thing, and I definitely want to be around to be part of it, just to sit and watch it, and you know, like, and enjoy our players and the organization. And you know, like, I want to see our Philly fans fill that ballpark back up every day, and you know, like, and actually just get things running like I want them to run.
Hey, when was the first time you saw Bryce?
I saw him when he was a rookie in Washington. You know, like, and I remember when we first saw him, I was sitting there with Utley, you know, like during the game one night, it was between innings and stuff like that, and he did something on defense, and Utley looked at me and said, "Hey, Chuck, that guy's going to be pretty good, isn't he?" And I said, "Yeah, he's got a chance." Yeah, I remember that. yeah, I remember
he's
that.
He's got a chance. That's the greatest. And I guess, you know, he's one of those kids that, you know, you just saw that he, from what we hear about him, again, I don't know him, but he loves the game. He loves to play.
Yeah.
There was a story where he was driving home from the ballpark one day, and he went out and played softball with a bunch of kids at a playground. And supposedly, like, he just loves to play the game.
Right, yeah. I want to tell you something. He loves to hit. I listen to some of the things he says and also how he goes about it. And I've never really.
All right, there it is. Charlie Manuel with Anthony Gargano yesterday, Cousins Corner, and everybody celebrating the Bryce Harper signing here in Philadelphia. And apparently there's this exchange. It's going around now. There was a screenshot posted on Instagram and said, with a picture of Bryce Harper in a Phillies uniform, and it says, "Let's go. Your turn at Le'Veon Bell." And then there's this DM exchange, direct message exchange between Bryce Harper and Le'Veon Bell.
What? This is crazy.
Yeah, this is nuts because Bryce Harper says, come join. Let's take this city by storm. Bring as many titles as we can to the greatest city in the world. Brotherly love, hashtag secure the bag.
I got news for you. You know, it's funny. I really didn't have much interest in Le'Veon Bell.
Now you do.
Now I do.
I do too.
It's like, crazy. All right, come on, join the fun.
Yeah. Everybody come to Philly. We love it. By the way, two pairs of tickets up for grabs right now for Fight Night 3.
You know, Durant's coming after that.
Exactly. And then the Bread Man. Durant and the Bread Man. Two pairs of tickets on the contest line at 215-263-0975 for Philly Fight Night 3. Johan's Excite Fight Night 3 will highlight Philly's own Garrett Wilson, one of the last old school Philly fighters, as he goes against another veteran, Brian Howard. Don't miss your chance to see these fighters tonight, March 1st. Doors open at 6:30 at Parks Casino's Excite Center. First two callers at 215-263-0975. Score the tickets. All right. Mikey Miss is coming up next in our Handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. The Bryce Harper celebration continues. Stay tuned. Mikey Misses got you 2-6 coming up here next, and he'll be breaking it all down as he broke the news yesterday. And we'll keep talking about this Bryce Harper and the trickle-down effect it'll have on the Philadelphia Phillies. Everybody have a great weekend. Ant, have a great weekend.
We'll be
back on Monday.
Keep
right
it
here.
Up.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.